8 of the 10 pitches Will has thrown in this inning have been strikes. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a curveball in the dirt. Picked out of the dirt by McCann. He'll throw to first, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros make it 3 consecutive victories as they defeat the Baltimore Orioles by a final of 5-2.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Another series win for the Astros, no matter what happens tomorrow. Now 13-3-0 in series. That's their record this year. Big reason why. They're 34-16 now on the season.
Best record in baseball. Welcome back. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow as the Astros get set to take on the Baltimore Orioles. And some good news for the Astros yesterday, Jeff, with Dallas Keuchel and Brian McCann both coming off the DL. Keuchel missing the one start at the pinched nerve in his neck, pitched very well, and Brian McCann coming back from the concussion. So very positive news for the Astros in that regard.
Definitely. You lose your opening day battery, and you want those guys back as soon as possible. And both of them checked in this morning. They're healthy. They're ready to go. So it's nice to have them back. And a little bit of a breather is not a bad thing at various points along the season, because it's going to be a long season, and both those guys are going to demand a heavy workload for sure.
Well, not so positive news we got with Charlie Morton, who's going to have to go on the disabled list. And you could maybe put a silver lining on that as well.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, he felt something. We looked at it, and with these strained lats, you just don't know how long it's going to take. Yeah. So we don't really know if this is a week, 2 weeks, or 4 weeks. We'll know more in the coming week or so. But again, with a pitcher who didn't pitch a lot last year, getting the workload that he's getting this year, a natural break is probably, at the end of the day, a good thing for us come September and hopefully October.
Yep.
And when you look at the way this team has performed, particularly offensively, there have been some unsung heroes, most notably Jake Marisnyk and Marwin Gonzalez. Marisnyk home run in back-to-back games. He's already surpassed his home run total for last year. And Marwin Gonzalez is close to doing the same thing and well above his career norm when it comes to the walk rate also for Marwin.
No doubt. I think Marwin should get consideration for the All-Star game. I wish they had a utility slot in there, because he is the best utility player in baseball as far as I'm concerned. And Jake, what can you say? I mean, he's really stepped up his game this year. To have those guys really going into the year, the last two guys on the bench, playing as good as they are, they're capable of playing every day on a contending team. That's exactly the type of situation that you want.
And also, too, it creates some flexibility as well, because Marisnyk can play all over the outfield and Marwin can play all over the infield and the outfield. So that gives A.J. Hinch options. He's not just plugging in some bench guy. Two really good players he can plug in there when needed.
No doubt. I mean, there's so many permutations A.J. can go with the lineup, and all those teams are equally good and equally strong, and gives our guys a chance to have a rest. We're expecting a long season, and we're expecting that our position players are going to need to be rested throughout, and having those two guys, complete confidence, not like you're giving away a game on a Sunday by starting your second team. You know, these guys are out there helping us win games.
Jeff, refresh my memory. What was your first acquisition as a general manager here?
About 2 hours into my tenure, I made the recommendation that we select Marwin Gonzalez in the Rule 5, so it worked out okay.
I couldn't remember. All right, Colin McHugh, his progression's going well. Everybody's saying that, hey man, he looks really good. Everything looks clean now.
It's good. He's on the mound now again. It's still going to take a little while longer, because he hasn't really built up the way you would do going into spring training. Mm-hmm. But so far, everything, all these small steps have been positive. And boy, what a breath of fresh air that would be to get a healthy Colin McHugh in our rotation, even if it's sometime in July. I think that'd be great for this team down the stretch.
Robert Ford and Steve Sparks once again joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow, and Jordan Jankowski back up with the Astros. Was only gone for a day or so after Charlie Morton going on the disabled list with the lat injury. And he's a guy, this is his third year at Fresno, and he's really earned this opportunity to finally get a chance to prove what he can do at the big leagues.
He has, and despite giving up a home run the other day, you know, 3 strikeouts in one inning, and the home run he gave up was only a home run in Minute Maid Park. This guy had a tough travel day yesterday. He landed in Fresno at 8:30, was immediately texted and told to get on a plane the next morning and fly back here. So he's been on en route for basically the last 2 days. But you know what? When you're a guy that's wanting to get to the big leagues, you know you're going to go up and down. That's sort of the life of the 4A player right now.
Yeah, man, you're going through the roller coaster. Tell me about Kyle Smith. Now, you guys got him in the Justin Maxwell trade at the deadline a few years ago, and a lot of people were talking about maybe a poor man's Greg Maddux type of a pitcher, but had Tommy John surgery, now back healthy, pitching pretty well.
He's pitching really well, and he missed a lot of time with us, but he was starting to climb up the prospect ranks for us before he'd had the injury. And really, he's now finally recovered. It takes a while to come back from that surgery. Yeah. He's got a really, really sharp curveball. He's got good command of his fastball. And I think he's a guy that's going to continue to get a chance. Hopefully he'll get to AAA this year and maybe get a chance to come up here at some point.
You know, we've talked a few times about how the draft strategy changes a little bit for the Astros this year because, unlike past years when you're picking high, huge bonus pools and the like. So a smaller bonus pool this year, of course, you have the slotting system or what have you. How does the smaller bonus pool than you've had since you've been here affect maybe some of the decisions that you make?
Well, we have five picks so early in the draft, and you could aggregate all those and sign a player for maybe more than slot or sprinkle them out evenly. I'm not sure what Mike's going to decide to do, but you know, we've got to hit three out of the five top picks that we're going to have, and I think we have a chance to do that. Our scouts are out there looking at guys, and we're going to get together next week and talk through them all. But I have a lot of confidence in Mike and his staff that they're going to make the right selections, and with that many in the early in the rounds, we should do okay.
Jeff, tell me about Carson LaRue, who's pitching really well with Quad Cities this year. ERA of 1.72, just 21 years old. What's this stuff like?
Yeah, you know, he doesn't blow people away. This is one of those, Jim Stevenson should get a lot of credit for finding players like this.
He's fantastic. These
community college guys that no one really has heard of that are making an impact in our system. You know, he's got a good repertoire, but he doesn't have stuff that blows you away. And yet he's got a strikeout per inning in his minor league career, which says the stuff works.
Astros GM Jeff Luhnow, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me on, guys.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.